FBI officials are investigating possible anthrax cases in three states. In New York City today, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani announced that anthrax spores were found on a police officer and two lab technicians involved in detecting the anthrax case at NBC News. One NBC employee is already being treated for the disease. A second has symptoms that show possible exposure to anthrax. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The police officer and lab technicians do not necessarily have the disease, but a, quote, minuscule number of anthrax spores were detected in the nasal passages of the officer and one lab worker, and a spore was found on the face of another technician. All are being treated with antibiotics and are doing fine. On Friday, it was announced that one employee of NBC News, an assistant to anchor Tom Brokaw, is being treated after she developed symptoms and tested positive for skin exposure to the bacteria. A co-worker of hers is being tested after she came down with symptoms, including a low-grade fever, rash, and swollen lymph nodes. New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani today defended the way police and health workers responded to the anthrax investigation at NBC Studios. Giuliani said appropriate precautions were taken.
A balance has to be struck here between sufficient precautions and making people so frightened and so upset that they're not going to be able to conduct their lives, which means having people walking around in spacesuits all over the city of New York. The reality is that I think they balanced that correctly.
While many New Yorkers calmly went about their lives this weekend, others were on edge. Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick today said the department received more than 100 calls from citizens concerned about anthrax. Hospital emergency rooms report an increase in inquiries, and some pharmacies were selling out of antibiotics. Dave, who didn't want his last name used, is a stockbroker. He works near Rockefeller Center, which houses NBC's headquarters.
Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe. I mean, it's scary. You don't know. I mean, it's so many people in Manhattan, you can't... How do you detect it? All it takes is one person to do this stuff.
Meantime, outside of New York, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating potential anthrax exposure in Nevada. A letter sent from Malaysia to a Microsoft office in Reno tested positive for the bacteria. So far, tests on four of the employees have come back negative. And the CDC says five more Florida employees of American Media, Inc., the tabloid newspaper publisher, have traces of anthrax antibodies in their blood but have not developed symptoms of the disease. More tests are underway. Earlier this month, Robert Stevens, a photo editor at the Sun tabloid, died from an inhaled form of anthrax. Law enforcers say so far there's no evidence to link the anthrax cases to organized terrorism or the September 11th attacks, but they're not ruling it out. On NBC's Meet the Press today, Attorney General John Ashcroft voiced a now familiar dual message: live life fully, but be vigilant.
Now, I think we have to understand that we are a nation in a condition of war. And one of the things we have to do is to adjust the way we do things, but it doesn't mean that we stop doing things and that we bring America to a halt.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.